Chapter 21. Rod dropped straight down to 100 level. His first duty was to get the stuff out, and he wanted to check the reserve in the ore storage bins. He came into the long, brightly lit tunnel beneath the ore passes and paused. The loaded conveyor belt whined monotonously, speeding the broken reef towards the bins. The tunnel was deserted, except for the lonely figure of the sweeper at the far end. It was one of the phenomena of a well-run gold mine that in a tour through the workings you encountered so few human beings. Mile after mile of haulage and drive was silent and devoid of life, and yet there were 12,000 men down here. Rod set off towards the bins at the shaft end of the tunnel. "Joseph," he greeted the old sweeper with a smile.
"Nkosi."
Joseph ducked and bobbed with shy pleasure.
"All is well?"
Rod asked. Joseph was one of Rod's favourites. He was always so cheerful, so uncomplaining, so patently honest and without guile. Rod always made a point of stopping to chat to him.
"It is well with me, Nkosi. Is it well with you?"
Rod's smile died suddenly. He had noticed the fine white powdering of dust on Joseph's upper lip.
"You old rogue,"
he scolded him. "How often must I tell you to hose down before you sweep? Water! You must use water!" This was part of the ceaseless battle of the miner to keep down the dust.
"The dust will eat your lungs," said Rod.
Phthisis, the dread incurable occupational disease of the miner, caused by silica particles being drawn into the lungs and there solidifying. Joseph grinned, shamefaced, shifting from one foot to the other. He was always embarrassed by Rod's childish obsession with dust. In Joseph's opinion, this was one of the few flaws in Rod Ironside's character. Apart from this weird delusion that dust could hurt a man, he was a good boss.
"It's much harder to sweep wet dirt than dry dirt," Joseph explained patiently.
Rod never seemed to understand this self-evident fact. Joseph had to point it out to him every time they had this particular discussion.
"Listen to me, old man," said Rod. "Without water, the dust will enter your body."
Rod was exasperated.
"The dust will kill you."
Joseph bobbed again, grinning at Rod to placate him.
"Very well. I will use plenty water."
To prove it, he picked up the hose and began spraying the floor with enthusiasm.
"That is good," Rod encouraged him. "Use plenty of water."
And Rod went on down the storage bins. When Rod was out of sight, Joseph turned off the hose and leaned on his broom.
"The dust will kill you,"
he mimicked Rod, and chuckled merrily, shaking his head in wonder at the childishness of it.
"The dust will kill you,"
he repeated, and burst into delighted laughter, slapping his thigh. He did a few shuffling dance steps. It was so funny. The dance steps were awkward, for under his trousers, strapped to the calves of both legs, were heavy polythene bags filled with gold finds from under the bins.